In baseball, the Red Sox overcame a tough start for a 15-10 win over Houston last night. Jacoby Ellsbury homered twice. Johnny Gomes added a three-run shot, and the Red Sox rallied from a five-run deficit. Elsewhere in the American League, Chicago won 3-2 over the Yankees. A-Rod went 1-for-2 with a walk and a hit-by-pitch as the Yankees' designated hitter. A-Rod's first Major League game since October drew the YES Network's highest rating this year for a Yankees game, even though New York lost 8-1 to the White Sox Monday night. Detroit topped Cleveland 5-1. Justin Verlander tossed 8 strong innings, and the Tigers improved to 11-3. Minnesota blanked Kansas City 7-0, Texas edged the Angels 8-3, and Toronto bested Seattle 7-2. In the National League, it was the Mets over Colorado 3-2. The Cardinals knocked off the Dodgers 5-1, ending their team record road winning streak at 15 consecutive games. They haven't lost since July 6th. Pittsburgh defeated Miami 4-3. Josh Harrison led off the bottom of the ninth with a homer. The outcome keeps the Cardinals 2 games behind the Pirates in the National League Central. Atlanta bested Washington 2-1, the Cubs fell to Philadelphia 9-8, and Pittsburgh slipped past Miami 4-3. Checking interleague play, Cincinnati 3, Oakland 1, Arizona defeated Tampa Bay 6-1, and it was Baltimore over San Diego 4-1. In golf, Tiger Woods leads a contingent of the world's top golfers assembled this week in Rochester, New York for the PGA Championship. The 14-time major championship winner is considered a favorite to end his 5-year drought in the majors after his easy win at the Bridgestone Invitational. Finally, checking the NFL, Mark Sanchez will start at quarterback over Geno Smith in the Jets' preseason opener at Detroit Friday night. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.